Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Absent Superpower, The Shale Revolution, and A World Without America, is a geopolitical analysis by Peter Zeihan that examines how energy, demographics, and geography are reshaping the international order. Building on the argument of his earlier work, the book contends that the American shale boom changes the strategic logic of U.S. foreign policy by making the United States more energy secure and less dependent on protecting global trade routes. From there, Zeihan projects a world in which the United States becomes more inward-looking, while other powers face shrinking populations, weaker growth, and greater instability. The result is not a conventional forecast of peace or integration, but a warning that the erosion of American global leadership could produce regional conflict, economic fragmentation, and a more dangerous trading system. The book is written for readers who want a strategic framework for interpreting current geopolitics rather than a narrow policy memo or academic monograph. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, shale energy changes the strategic logic of American power. A central argument of the book is that the shale revolution fundamentally alters the United States' relationship with the rest of the world. Zeihan treats energy security not as a technical issue but as a geopolitical one. If the United States can meet much of its own oil and gas needs, it becomes less compelled to underwrite the maritime order that made global trade possible after World War II. This does not mean America becomes weak. Instead, it means its incentives change. The country can afford to pay less attention to distant supply chains, foreign conflicts, and the maintenance of open sea lanes. That shift matters because the U.S. has long acted as the stabilizing force that kept energy moving and commerce relatively predictable. Zeihan uses the shale boom as the trigger for a broader reordering of priorities, arguing that energy independence reduces the strategic value of deep global involvement and encourages a more selective, self-interested foreign policy. Secondly, demographic decline is the hidden driver of long-term instability. Zeihan gives demographics a central place in his explanation of future disorder. He argues that many major industrial states are entering periods of population aging and youth scarcity, especially China, Russia, Japan, and much of Europe. In his framework, demographics are not just social statistics. They shape labor supply, consumer demand, military recruitment, and the capacity to sustain economic growth. A shrinking working-age population makes it harder to maintain export-led development models and raises the cost of supporting older citizens. It also weakens political resilience, because states with fewer younger people have less flexibility in adapting to shocks. The book treats demographic decline as a slow-moving but decisive force that undermines the assumption that globalization will keep expanding. Rather than expecting technology alone to solve these pressures, Zeihan presents population structure as a hard constraint that limits national power and makes many countries more vulnerable to disruption when the global order stops buffering. Then thirdly, a reduced American security role could turn globalization into fragmentation. The book's most important forecast is that a less engaged United States will create a security vacuum that the rest of the world cannot easily fill. Zeihan argues that the post-war system depended on American naval protection, financial support, and political enforcement, all of which made international trade unusually safe and cheap. If that backing weakens, the assumptions behind globalization begin to break down. States that once relied on open markets and stable shipping may instead face rising transport risk, higher insurance costs, and more frequent strategic competition. Zeihan does not claim the world would stop trading overnight. His point is that trade would become less dependable and more politicized, with countries forced to think in terms of regional blocs, vulnerable choke points, and military protection. This makes the book less a celebration of American retreat than a pre-mortem on the collapse of the order that retreat could unleash. The emphasis is on systemic fragility once the guarantor steps back. Even countries that preferred commerce over conflict may be pushed toward coercive behavior. Fourthly, regional flashpoints matter more when states must secure resources themselves. Zeihan devotes significant attention to likely conflict zones because his model predicts that states will not passively accept the loss of global security. Instead, they will try to secure energy routes, ports, and neighboring territory through force or intimidation. He highlights Eastern Europe, the Persian Gulf, and Northeast Asia as especially dangerous because each region combines strategic choke points with unresolved rivalries and dependence on imported energy. In this view, Russia may seek expansion to offset weakness, Iran and Saudi Arabia may clash over Gulf security, and Asian powers may compete over sea lanes that are essential to their economies. The point is not only that wars become more likely, but that their causes become more material and less ideological. Access, transport, and resource control become the core stakes. This section of the book is distinctive because it links broad structural trends to concrete geographic theaters. showing how global disorder is likely to appear first in places where energy flows and military geography intersect most sharply. Lastly, the book uses geography as a framework for forecasting power, limits, and vulnerability. Zeihan's method is one of the book's defining features. Rather than treating geopolitics as a matter of short-term policy choices, he uses geography, demography, and energy as long-term variables that shape what states can realistically do. This approach gives the book its distinctive confidence and also its controversial edge. Geography, in Zeihan's telling, determines access to farmland, ports, internal transport, maritime exposure, and neighborhood security. Those physical realities create advantages that politics alone cannot erase. The United States, for example, benefits from broad internal waterways, productive farmland, and defensible borders, while many rivals face harsher constraints. The advantage of this framework is that it explains why some countries consistently accumulate power while others struggle, even when their leaders make different policy choices. At the same time, it means the book reads like a structured argument about limits rather than a prediction based on current headlines. Readers are invited to think in terms of systems and constraints, not just events. In conclusion, this is a strong choice for readers interested in geopolitics, energy markets, strategic forecasting, and the long-term consequences of American retrenchment. It will appeal to business readers, policy watchers, students of international relations, and anyone who wants a clear structural explanation for why the world may become more unstable. Even as the United States becomes more self-sufficient, the main practical value of the book is that it trains readers to connect apparently separate forces: shale energy, trade security, demographic aging, and regional conflict. That makes it useful as a lens for assessing risk, even for readers who do not accept every prediction. What distinguishes it from many other books in the genre is its willingness to make a single integrated argument from physical geography upward. Instead of relying mainly on ideology, diplomacy, or current events, it is also unusually readable for a book with such broad ambitions. Zeihan combines synthesis, scenario thinking, and sharp historical comparison in a way that makes the book feel like both a forecast and a conceptual map of the post-American order. If you would like to support Peter Zeihan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.